You're listening to SBS News.
With no warning signs, retiree Vin Jenkins was shocked to be diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer 10 years ago. His urologist told him surgery was the only path to take.
He explained to me that I'd have to have surgery to remove my prostate gland. At the time, I wasn't given other options for treatment. And I assumed that was because it was an aggressive cancer and the best solution for me was to have the prostate gland removed.
But new landmark research pinpointing just what causes prostate cancer cells to grow has raised the prospect of better treatment options for patients. Monash and Melbourne University scientists have discovered cancerous cells in the prostate thrive on the fatty acid secreted from fat cells in the body. By hijacking the supply of the acids to the tumours, their natural growth can be dramatically slowed. Monash Professor Renee Taylor says it's a significant development.
What excites me about this research is that it actually tackles one of our major clinical questions, and that's how do we slow the progression of prostate cancer in men? So rather than have very aggressive treatments when the tumour's advanced, we really want to be intervening much more early in tumour progression and stopping men from getting to that advanced stage. And we think this blocking the fatty acid therapy may be a way to do that.
Researchers stress this isn't a cure for prostate cancer, but Professor Matthew Watt from the University of Melbourne says slowing the progress of tumours by blocking the uptake of fatty acids could give a patient vital extra time before treatments like chemo and radiotherapy are required.
Now, taking away the fatty acids from the tumour will make these tumours vulnerable to existing therapies. And why this is important is that we can use these therapies at lower doses to kill the tumour, but at the same time lessen the side effects.
It's been welcomed by Miranda Zulaga, Research Director at the Prostate Foundation.
It would basically provide new options for men diagnosed with prostate cancer, and more importantly, will increase the survival time of these men.
Giving treatment hope to the more than 17,000 Australians diagnosed every year, including Vin Jenkins, who is now free of the disease and has become an ambassador for the foundation.
What we try to do is encourage men 50 and over to have a regular test for prostate cancer because it's a dreadful disease. Like me, people might have no symptoms and yet have prostate cancer, so a regular check is something that we encourage all men at some stage of their life, particularly once they hit 50, to have the regular tests or have tests even in their 40s if there's family history of prostate cancer.
It's a test he firmly believes saved his life. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.